Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters Spiritual Talk, Healing Dumb, right? Spiritual growth, 12-step indigo meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Dutchison.
Me. How you doing? Boy, I'm doing great. I know I have a lot of competition with the game today. Everyone is telling me that there's a game today, so I know that I'm in competition with the game. But that's okay. There's enough people who want to hear what I want to share, and they'll be listening in. How's everybody doing out there in Blog Talk Radio land? I'm feeling great. Well, I'm feeling better today. I had some issues crop up the last couple of weeks that I'm going to address later on in the show to give examples surrounding our topic. As the board begins to light up, I want to say howdy to everybody out there. We're in our third week of the new year, and it's really been a blessing. A real huge blessing for me this year. Although I've had some controversy, some troubles. Before we get into our topic, spiritual intuition versus human intuition, I want to give some flavor to, what's my girl's name? Lena Stevens. Because she's been real spot on with me. But first, you need to know that there's 62 days until spring. You know I'm starting my spring countdown. I don't do weather very well. Well, winter very well. I do weather very well, but not winter. And spring will be popping in on us March 20th, and I thought everybody would like to know that, those of us who don't do winter very well. The other thing, I've been doing this Save Money Challenge that I saw over on Facebook. And if you're doing it the front way, that's a dollar added every week of the year until you're down to 52 weeks at the end of the year, and you're putting $52 away in your savings account, you're on week three. Week three, you will be doing $3 this week because this is the third week of January. I decided to try and do it the backwards way and start out with the $52. Now, I want you to know I only get paid once a week, and I don't get paid that much money. So it's already a struggle and a challenge for me that I've decided to do it that way. But I'm going to hang in there as long as I can, even if I have to pay a bill a different week than I previously did pay it. I want to see if I can save this money every week. We want to be still. We want to meditate out there. I'm having a hard time with my wrist this evening because yesterday I decided to do my own locks, and they are so long that when I twisted them up and I started linking them up, I think I caused myself to have a bout with the beginnings of carpal tunnel syndrome. So I'm going to have to use that $52 a week and go take myself to a professional to do my hair from now on, or I'm not going to be able to use my wrist for anything. And with that said, the board's lighting up. We're in the studio. So let's go ahead with our topic. We don't want to hold people up. Our topic. I keep looking at the topic because I want to get to this topic. But then I forgot. I told people out there that we were going to do Lena Stevens first because what Lena Stevens' Power Path theme for this month, Reset, it has a lot to do with those of you who are having these anxious feelings with trying to hear or listen to the difference between your spiritual intuition and your human intuition. So why don't we go to what Lena Stevens was saying? One of the things that she mentioned was this reset may include both inner and outer triggers, and that we have to be patient with the chaos and the mess that's all around us. These reactions will be personal. There'll be personal doubt that may be a part of the progress, And we have to allow ourselves to be guided by essence rather than ego, and to watch for the opportunities that present themselves along the way. Now, I don't know if any of you are going through some anxious stuff out there, but I have been going through some anxious stuff in my life as I flip through these pages of her theme for the month. I want to make note of some of the points. One of the things she did mention was that in your relationships, you will feel the pull towards being with members of your own tribe and one with a similar philosophy and perspective of life. Well, I've been being drawn that way. As a matter of fact, I had a wonderful, wonderful, fantastic sit-down potluck Wednesday evening with a group of women from my own tribe, so to speak. And if they're out there listening, they'll know what tribe that is. And it just so happened that I needed that and didn't know I was going to need it when I scheduled that time off from my job on the 27th of December. It came right on time. She went on to say that there will be some toxic or abusive situations in family or work conditions, and it may become intolerable, and you may need to make some hard choices and decisions. Always get support. Your vulnerability is in your strength, and there is no time like the present to go for a reset. This will especially be true in dysfunctional domestic situations. Well, my dysfunctional situation happened to have occurred on my job. And I'll get into that a little bit more later when I describe some personal stuff that I've been going through. This year is definitely not about the power of the individual, but the power of the collective. So when we come in contact with our own tribe, when we find people who are of like mind, or we find individuals who can support us as we're going through challenges, we know that we're moving in the right direction. Okay? Once again, this reset may include both inner and outer triggers. So be aware of that. Be patient with the chaos, the messy situations, and personal doubt that may be part of the progress. So we have to process. Well, we're talking about ego stuff going on here for you. So let's go ahead with what she forecasts for the 16th to the 22nd, seeing as how we're on the 17th right now. She says this is a great time for healing, rebalancing, getting your health online, completing important tasks, and improving your life through resetting what is necessary. Choices that have been put into action at the end of last year or the beginning of this year begin to show you what is needed in order to manifest them. It could be reaching out for people, bringing in new relationships, fixing details on a project, restructuring something, or simply doing something new and different as an expression of a reset. Okay? It is a busy energy that needs to be managed through good practices and disciplines. This is a very good time to create structures that will support your resets in terms of personal health and personal well-being. Okay? So make a list of these things. And my problem has always been patience. So you make a list of these things, and you have to know that now is the time to be patient. Hard for me. All my life, hard for me. January 23rd is a full moon. That's on Saturday. This is a moon, excuse me, that supports personal expression and an experience of personal power. Acknowledge what you have accomplished this month in terms of reset and own your talents, unique capabilities, and personal power. So we have to celebrate ourselves during this new moon. And we need more of that celebratory experience of oneself, one's self-esteem. This is a good day to be in community. Here we go. Right back to you experiencing and embracing your own tribe and to inspire each other with new ideas and possibilities. It is also a good moon to anchor new partnerships and commit a new relationship, commit new relationships, projects, travel, and let's see, something you have always wanted to do but never thought you could. Okay? So for us to continue briefly with what Lena Stevens was saying in her power path for this month of January, so we can get on with our topic, I want to give you January 23rd to the 31st. Why? Because I won't be talking to you during that time or before, or you know, after that time. Okay, so as we come out of the more internal retrograde period of that new moon, look for opportunities for bursts of sudden manifestation around your desires and your dreams, okay? And never take this personally. Meanwhile, on the planet, and maybe even in your own personal environment, those that cannot move into that positive expression of the higher centers will be activated negatively. And we may see an upsurge of violence and self-destructive activity leading to despair and desperate reactions. So never take this personally and practice great compassion this whole month for those who are suffering. When you have one extreme, you always have the other side as well. We all have to step up and be big enough containers to hold all of it in love, compassion, and forgiveness. And that's a difficult thing to do when you feel like you've been subjected to pain and abuse by some other individual, workplace thing. You know, it's very, very hard for you to be able to have that compassionate experience. So maybe we should go on to our topic because the board is like looking like it's jumping here. A lot of numbers coming up, a lot of different area codes, and I feel truly blessed to be able to share this time with you tonight. And without further ado, let's do this topic. So, my intro when I posted this topic online was, does life seem to be kicking you in the butt? Thoughts driving you crazy and don't know which voice in your head to follow? Well, I've had these experiences and they've been coming very, very, very illuminated the last couple of weeks. And I want to share what I found online that got me to thinking. And then as a result of that, I want to share a personal experience that I've been going through, if y'all have the patience to listen. So I found this article written by Erin Pavlina, and she questioned how to tell the difference between your ego, logic, spirit guides, and intuition. Okay? And she has a website, so if you're interested in knowing more about Erin Pavlina, just type her name in Google and you'll see all that she has to share with you on other topics that she talks about. So, how to tell if you are receiving guidance or advice from your intuition, your spirit guides, or just your own logic or ego. All right. It can be difficult to discern the difference if you don't know what signs to look for. So let's go over the differences between them, okay? How about your ego? Everybody hears about the ego. Well, think of the ego as a little imp that sits on your shoulder and whispers in your ear when it has something to say. Usually, it says things like, you're going to fail. Who do you think you are? Or, he totally hates you. And if you do that, he's going to find out and hate you more. or the ego says, I'd keep that to yourself. You don't want to let everybody know that. It's usually broadcasting on the fear and anxiety channel. On some level, the ego's trying to protect you from embarrassment and failure. It has a job to do. It has its place. But you've got to learn to recognize it for what it is. It only serves you to the extent that it is trying to keep you safe. It's looking out for number one, which is you. Its only care is to keep you safe and happy and off the front page of the newspaper. Many people find comfort listening to this little imp, and technically, it's a valid way to go through life. It's not out to hurt you, only to protect you and keep you comfortable. Okay? That's your ego. Now here's your logic. Logic is the mental voice that uses past experience, statistics, probability, and reason to communicate ideas to you. It is based on knowledge and facts, not ethereal woo-woo stuff. Besides drawing from your own experience, you can use logic to draw from other people's experiences. For instance, your best friend may say, "Hey, Costco is always crowded on Sundays at noon, so I should probably go on Monday when it opens instead." Okay? That's logic. Your spirit guides. Spirit guides are celestial beings, whether you believe in them or not, who are assigned to you to help guide you through life. They're very aware of your life plan, which is the plan you concocted for yourself before you incarnated. Spirit guides are volunteers. Their job is to keep you on track and help guide you through life. Their primary care is your growth and learning. That sometimes means discomfort for you. You know, when you're hurting a little bit, you're going through a growth spurt. For example, they may see that the best way to teach you to value money is to send you through a bankruptcy. Whoa, spirit guides. On the other hand, your ego would never let something like that happen to you if it could help it. Your spirit guides carry the big picture, whereas your ego is involved only in the moment. Okay, your intuition. Your intuition is not a conscious being. Erin says she likes to think of intuition as a concentrated blast of source energy designed to help you avoid catastrophe or steer you in a really important direction. It's more like a message than a messenger. Erin goes on to say that she believes intuition stems from your higher self, your angels, and God or source energy. Intuition is there to guide you in the moment, to help you make decisions that will have a positive impact on your overall human experience. Intuition is connected to spirit guides in the sense that intuitive information usually follows your life plan. So, how do these different pieces and parts sound? Okay, here's some of Erin's examples, and I'm going to give you some of my own. Okay? Ego. Don't go out that loser. He'll ruin your reputation. That piece of pie is going straight to your thighs, honey. No way we're taking speech next semester. I'll find a way to kill myself first. She doesn't love you, so you might as well cheat on her. Logic. Last time you tried doing that, you broke your ankle. Chances are good you'll hurt it again. Speaking in front of 30 people won't actually kill you, so agree to do the speech. Just go ahead and do it. And just practice until you can recite it from memory. He's geographically desirable, good looking, and his parents are still together. You should agree to date him. There's a traffic jam coming up ahead. I know a shortcut that will get me there faster. Okay? Now here's your spirit guides. Okay, that was logic. Speaking from experience. Spirit guides, you'll be wise to accept the job in Los Angeles. It's what you've been waiting for your whole entire life. Don't be afraid to do the speech. It's not going to be nearly as bad as you fear. You know in your heart that he's not right for you. Remember what happened the last time you ate the whole pizza? Do you want to experience that again? Then we have intuition. Run! Go left now! He's the one. Introduce yourself. Stop at the gas station on the way home. Do you see the differences? Again, your ego is out to protect you from failure and embarrassment. While it seems like it has your best interest at heart, don't say it's the most encouraging, growth-oriented voice in your arsenal. Still, it serves a purpose. Logic is a wonderful tool of information. Developing your logic can certainly help you in life until you run into something you didn't see coming or have no information in your mental database to sift through. That's when you have a failure or a learning experience. You update your file and move on. Spirit guides won't tell you what to do, but they will help you feel and or understand your choices better. They're coming from a higher perspective than you are, and they're following your orders, your higher self's order, that is. You can trust that your guides have your best interests at heart, but you can't trust you'll be totally comfortable following their guidance, and that's for sure. They're in it for the long run and sometimes see minor setbacks as necessary for your overall success. Your intuition has but a moment to make an impression. It's got to get vital, sometimes life-altering information to you in a split second. Its general goal is to notify you that you are in danger or at a vital decision-making moment in your life. When you become adept at listening to your intuition, you'll start getting information about less life-threatening situations. Okay, until then, you get snippets. Now, sometimes all four of these voices overlap. Here is a situation that I was in personally just a week ago on my job where these bad boys, like, blew me up. Okay, let me see if I can just sort it out for you. There was an instance that happened on my job. I witnessed this instance that happened. And I decided to inform management through our open door policy and let them know that what you need, upper management, is to begin to train your subordinates, your part-time junior managers, professionalism in letting people go. Well, I used the open door policy, and I sent an email to upper management, and I guess management thought I opened the door a little bit too wide. Okay? So, the next day after sending that email, my supervisor comes over to me and says, we want to speak to you in the office. I go in the office, and in follows us. It was him, another full-time supervisor, and they had what we call a shop steward, a union person. They can't take us in the office for disciplinary anything unless a shop steward is with them. So I knew this was big-time stuff, but I didn't know what kind of what did I do? So I go in the office, and, well, he tells me that they appreciate me using the open-door policy to send the email, but they didn't like how I sent it and to how many people I sent it to above me. Well, looking back at this thing, I notice in my mind when I review all that has happened since then, the first thing that happened to me when I was in that office was a calm set in. I mean, I didn't argue. I just listened to what they had to say. And it was as though all personal thoughts stopped. I became aware of the entire room, not once thinking about a response. And I personally came to believe that this happens so later I can have total recall of what was said without my own thought responses clouding my experience. So it was like my brain just went in just listen mode. Don't try to think about what you're going to say behind everything that they're saying. Just listen to what they're saying. And I was so calm. Now I think about it, it just blows my mind. Minutes later when I walked out of that room, ego kicked in. All of a sudden, I was afraid. I was in total disbelief. I felt threatened. How did they threaten my job like that? You know what I'm saying? So when they put their arms around me, and it was like I came to tears. Ego set in. They were threatening me. Then intuition came. Don't let this go. Something big here. There's something big here. Don't you let this go. Okay? Then ego jumped back in again. You really don't want to do this. It opens a can of worms. Then logic. They can't keep doing this to people. Now they have done this to you. You are the one to handle this. Okay, ego pops in. But I don't want to. This can get ugly. I don't want to lose my job. Then intuition sets in. See, you're getting sicker and sicker just thinking about all of this. The whole weekend, you're getting sicker and sicker. Right, damn it. And this is how my brain is right. Call that union person. Feeling sick will stop. Then my spirit guides. I wake up and I'm guided to my office, sit down at my computer to write, and I notice a small policy handbook on the desk. Wow, where did this suddenly come from? Read it. See pages 25 to 30. Group 2, our people, our people. You are one of our people. They keep violating those statements. They violated you, that young man who you were trying to save. Okay? It's got to stop. Now write. 5 typed written pages letter and grievance filed. Was this divinely inspired? I think so. When that grievance was turned in, I was home on a personal day with my tribe, so to speak, at a potluck that evening. This was 7 days after the occurrence. Now, the beautiful part of that is I had requested that personal day off 2 weeks previous to this. And so, to me, God and my guides knew what was coming, even though I didn't. And so when those papers were filed that night, I wasn't even at work that night when the papers were turned in. So they knew what I didn't know, what I didn't know. So God knows what we don't know, and we just have to follow certain intuition. And when I felt that this was not a spite thing, it took me, what, 4 days to do this grievance. And when it was filed, it looked like heaven typed that bad boy up and submitted it. So if you ever get agreement from all four voices, I highly advise you listen. Getting to know the voices in your head can really help you manage your life. Identifying which one is speaking to you can help you determine how much power and credibility you want to give it. Okay? Erin says that she has found that she prefers to listen to spirit guides and intuition over logic and ego. But she knows people who do quite well listening to their logic and ego. So, what can either of us say? It's a question of where you want to go in life and how comfortably you want to arrive. Okay, the experience, in my experience, if you opt for a faith, trust, and love strategy in life, you listen to your intuition and your guides. If you opt for a control or fear-based strategy in life, you'll probably prefer your ego and logic. There really is no right or wrong choice, just preferences. You might try developing the ability to hear all of them and decide what works best for you. The best way to develop the ability to discern them is awareness and practice. Whenever you consult your inner voice, try to figure out if it's a guide, intuition, or your ego or logic talking to you. Or consult all four before you make a decision. You could try 30 days with each as your primary inner voice and see which one gives you the best results. Now, Erin says, if you're hearing other voices in your head like, she looks tasty, let's carve her up and eat her, or jump off the barn before you know, because you know you can fly, well then, you know, honey, bunny, then you're listening to something entirely different, and you must, we advise you, seek professional help immediately. And so with that, before I go on, let's do our little our disclaimer. The information we share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine, and is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Please, please, please always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare professional regarding any mental or physical health condition or treatment. Okay? All right, let's go a little bit further, because I love sharing this kind of stuff with people, because a lot of people don't know. They don't know how to tap into some of this stuff. So I pulled an article written by Julie Eakin. And basically what she was talking about is your intuition will tell you the most intimate, important things nobody else will. Like my intuition, my spirit guide showed that little policy handbook. I mean, who knew that what I needed to file my grievance was that little company policy, little teeny pamphlet, 48 pages long, and I had 25 pages that gave me my ammunition. Okay, and your intuition will also tell you things your own mind will argue with. You know, as a culture, we have learned to believe that being rational is what should prevail when making decisions. But what about our inner voice, our gut feelings, that little something instinctual from within which tells us how we feel beneath those layers of logic? Intuition can be either a moment where you instinctively know if something is right or isn't right. It's our inner voice that just knows, and it does understand what uniquely, sometimes seemingly logically, will make you happy. It bridges the gap between instinct and reason, between the conscious and the unconscious mind. So what is this thing called intuition? Well, Albert Einstein once said that it is our most valuable asset and one of our most unused senses. He described it as a feeling for the order lying behind the appearance of something. Sometimes it is referred to as gut feeling, sixth sense, innate wisdom, inner sense, instinct, inner voice, or spiritual guide. Many people will have an intuitive flash as they're falling asleep or just waking up, like I woke up and something told me, write it. And I went to write it, and there was the policy book. It's often described as a flash of understanding that can cut through our defense systems and allow a deep truth to be revealed. Commonly, one's real life experience is that we walk into a house for rent or sale and instantly know it's the right place to live. That has happened to me often, even to the point of when I moved into where I'm living now. The clear signs just came to me that this was where I was meant to be. For some married couples, it took just one look to recognize their partner in life. Dogs are known to howl at the moment of their master's death, even if they're separated by thousands of miles. And time after time, there are some females will say that they had a funny feeling about something or someone dangerous. Throughout history and in every culture, the communication of our intuition happens repeatedly in ways that current science can't explain. When you talk in depth to people about how they made their important life choices, the story often includes plot twists due to unplanned coincidences, magic happening, and going with their gut. At some point in life, the journey gets kind of loose, and it is at that moment that the intuition is the right navigating tool. It is alert to signs of change and opportunity. We read the signs and omens of what life is saying to us through our intuition. Okay? Julie said, excuse me, just as a movie director hints early in a film about a future plot development, hooking us into the story with a glimpse of how things might turn out, the intuition hooks us into our own journey in life. It's a point in which we understand something new or know something to be true. Usually, the intuition comes and goes, informing abruptly. But it can also be called up at will, whether out of the blue or consciously conjured. It can be instantly there for you once you begin to exercise it. Now, you know, before I went into that room with those three people, there's a prayer I always say when I know I'm going to be confronted by something negative. And it's an Islamic prayer, and I'll say it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge from my creator, from the accursed Satan. So I'm already in my mind wrapping that divine light around me as I walk into the devil's den. And that night, a calm came over me while I was in that room. It wasn't until I stepped out of that room that I fell apart. But 3-4 days later, when I needed to write, every single thing that was said in that room came through my brain with crystal clarity because a calm had come over me, and I knew they were not going to be able to find anything to charge me with to walk me out of that building, because if they had found one little thing in an email, in my company email, if I had sent a letter saying hi to my mother, company email, that would have been personal use of that email, grounds for me to be considered stealing time, and they would have walked me out of that building, and I would not be working there right now. That's how serious walking me into that room was that night. So, it can be there instantly, but you got to exercise it in order to find it, in order for it to happen to you. So, here are some tips to access your intuition. First, create the intention to begin noticing your intuition. So create that intention. You just stop listening when the show is over and say, I intend that from here on in, I'm going to notice my intuition. Set out to stop ignoring or dismissing this aspect of yourself. Shut off your inner critic that needs to rationalize everything and just listen without judgment. You must first be willing to hear the truth in your heart. That's what the intuition speaks for. We have in 2 of our shows online, Heart and Soul Meditation. In that Heart and Soul Meditation, it says, listen to it, your heart, in the silence of a meditation. Ask your heart what it wants to say to you, and let it speak to you. Keep a journal or a dream journal or start a synchronicity notebook to write down all of your called coincidences. Start simply following your hunches and be prepared to be amazed where they lead you. So take a small little composition book and at night put it by the side of the bed and tell your intuition, talk to me, speak to me. Some people say they don't remember their dreams. Well, when you go to sleep, you got to intend that you're going to remember your dreams because you got the book right there. So your subconscious knows that you want to record stuff. Trust me, stuff will begin to pop up for you to write. Many people find that learning how to get in touch with your intuition is most easily kicked off using guided imagery. Okay, guided imagery helps you direct your imagination in a particular way that allows the intuitive voice to come out naturally, just as you naturally know how to dream. In an instant, a person can know something to be true, understand something new. The intuition's most important role is that it alerts us to the path, people, and circumstances that we will uniquely find fulfilling. Using your intuition or sixth sense is just like working a muscle. It will get stronger the more you use it. Caroline Meese, a well-known author and physical intuitive. I like her because she's a physical intuitive. You can walk into her office and she has the capability of pretty much telling you what your body is saying because she has that relationship with our innate, that energy, that our body, ourself. Caroline Meese says, we often hesitate to follow our intuition out of fear usually we are afraid of the changes in our own life that our actions will bring. Intuitive guidance, however, is all about change. It is energetic data ripe with the potential to influence the rest of the world. To fear change, but to crave intuitive clarity, is like fearing the cold, dark night while pouring water on the fire that lights your cave. An insight the size of a mustard seed is powerful enough to bring down a mountain-sized delusion that may be holding our lives together. Truth strikes without mercy. We fear our intuitions because we fear the transformational power within our revelations. When I wrote that five-page document, I did not do it out of a personal insulted offense. I was guided to write that five-page grievance because something has to be changed all the way up the corporate level of my job to affect the change to all those persons who are non-management and who are affected by management in a breach of professionality. So it wasn't personal. I had to write it. I had to submit it because everyone above me on up to corporate in another state needed to know the offenses that were happening at my job site. And so, like I said, sometimes it's frightening, but we got to do it. So with that, before we do an animal medicine card, I want to open up the lines to anyone who wants to share something that has happened to them in their past and their intuition, their spirit guides kicked in, you know, and give people an opportunity to share their knowledge, wisdom, and spiritual sense of being with everyone else who's online. So if there's anyone out there that cares to give us a howdy shout out, I'm going to drink some water so I can replenish my voice. And then I'm going to read an animal medicine card. Now, everyone is looking at it saying it's 5:47. Well, I gave us some extra minutes on this show in case people wanted to say something. Because 2 weeks ago, we were closing, and a caller had something they wanted to hear or they wanted to say, and the show only had like a minute and a half to go, and I had to let that caller go. So I decided that I'm going to give more time to the show. If we end at 6 o'clock on the dot, we end at 6 o'clock on the dot. If we end before 6 o'clock on the dot, you know, how did I say that? I'm exhausted. If we don't end at 6 o'clock on the dot, then we don't. If we end before 6 o'clock on the dot, then we do that too. So we've got more time, and y'all can take as much time as you want. Let me get some water, and then I'm going to let y'all see what the animal cards have to say. Hold on. Wow, I needed that. Okay, I need some energy. We can have a medicine card. Oh, buddy. You know, these animals are always on time. I love them. I love them so, so much. Here we go. We have Moose, M-O-O-S-E, and Moose energy is self-esteem. How interesting. And we did not pull moose energy upright. We pulled moose energy contrary, upside down. So if moose is upside down when you draw it, you are being reminded that ego can ruin your sense of accomplishment. Remember that others have the same potential you have, and do not become careless in your appreciation of their gifts. Reversed moose implies that in tooting your own horn, you have failed to be interested in others and have therefore forgotten that everyone teaches everyone else in some way. Contrary moose medicine may be asking you to grow quietly for a while, to calm your spirit and allow the strength and wisdom of silence to enter your heart. This is the core of moose medicine. Knowing the wisdom of silence so that when it is proper to speak, you can take pride in your words. Now, moose medicine, taking pride, being quiet. I remember coming up and reading the Bible, and it said, be still and let it be known that I am the Lord thy God. Also, I remember knowing that when I meditate without any of the noises or the music or all that other happy stuff, and you meditate in the silence, you go into the void. You go into the void, and you go into the quiet in between the words, in between the noises. And when you come out of that, comes with practice. You could be walking down the street and pick up on something that your mind picks up on because, you know, your mind sees stuff and hears stuff that you don't even realize it's picking up. And when I became still in that room, I didn't know that's what I was doing until after the fact. When I became still in that room and listened to what they were saying, my silence didn't mean acceptance. I was listening. That's why I had nothing to say. But later on, 5 days later, my mind had instant recall because I was still for those moments. And with that, I once again ask anyone, if you want to say something, you want to say hi to me, please do. You're saying hello to me just by being present. I can see your telephone numbers, so that means you're already saying hello to me. And I'm going to close now with thank you. Thank you so much for being here with me. Our next show won't be until next month. What day are we looking at? First Sunday? That will be February the 6th. Wow, the year is moving along nicely. And I'm not going to keep talking. I'm going to say goodnight to everyone. And once again, thank you for being here with me. This is Duchess signing out and loving all of you. Thank you so much. Love, 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 love. ¶¶